Mike, what did you think of Quentin Dial's work yesterday?
Thought he did a good job. I'm glad he's here. Jump right in there, and it's a good fit.
Like a guy of his size, I mean, it just strikes you when you see him on the practice field for the first time. How does that help in the middle of the defensive line to have somebody?
I mean, that's what you're looking for. I think his inside play will be a definite benefit to us. We'll obviously look at him at all the different techniques. You have history, obviously. He's played in the league for a number of years already, so fifth year. I was impressed particularly just the way he moved. And like I said, I'm glad he's here.
How did Brian look yesterday?
Excuse me?
How did Brian Bulaga
look yesterday? Brian did a little bit less yesterday than he did on Wednesday. So, just kind of as we planned all week, we'll take the whole week and give him a chance to get ready.
Mike, what's your sense of just kind of the mood of the team right now? Is everybody anxious to play a game to kind of get this thing going, or what's your feel of that?
Definitely, there's a lot of energy. Yesterday's practice is always a difficult practice because it's the first time you go from, full training camp roster, 53. So we were a little bit heavy-legged, but I thought the work was definitely quality that we need. So we've had plenty of time to get the things repped that we anticipate on using Sunday. So, the preparation's building, but this is an important day. This is where you have the chance to go back through everything in the classroom, in the crick. Walking through things and just make sure everything's detailed. And then we have the stay day portion of our day that starts at 1:30. So it's building. We're getting ready.
Like, is week one maybe the hardest 46 to come up with? You're relatively healthy. You've got a lot of choices. You have some new guys, special teams, all those. Is it
different? Definitely. Yeah, this is and with the additions that we've had and the timing of the additions. So, yes, the 46 is always a challenge at this time of year because anytime you're putting down healthy players, it's a challenge.
I was going to ask the same thing too. So how do you pick the 46 based on who fits best for Seattle or are guys actually competing for spots this week at practice?
All of the above. I mean, you use the 46 based on how you see the game unfolding, the matchups on special teams, defense, offense. You have situations where players are competing against each other for the beyond the 46. So, I mean, there's a formula. I have a format in my office that we lay out the board every Monday, how we coming out of the medical report and how we, see the 46 potentially, coming to light. Because with that, the coaches have to rep the players and train in accordance with the game plan throughout the week to work through the different combinations. So, And really, that's why we never really make any decisions until we get off the practice field on Saturday. So until you get all the information, and heck, there's been times where you're making a decision on the 46 an hour and a half before the game too. So that's why it's important to take the whole week.
You got to see Montrevious Adams in pads for the first time yesterday. I know he's still limited, but where's he at? What did you get to see?
He's limited. No, he went through the early portion of drill work, and that's about all the exposure that I've had.
Is this essentially training camp for him then? I mean, is this what you're going to use this week, maybe next week? He didn't have training camp. So, I mean, is that part of his experience?
Anytime someone comes back from a significant injury, I mean, you have to start over. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's good to get him out there in the drill work. But there's a progression that he has to continue to work. And, right now he's working the early part of the drill work in the beginning of practice, and then he's in the rehab program.
Hey, Mike, do you have a feel yet for what you're going to do with your returners, or might you roll a few different guys in there?
Got a few guys working there, but yeah, I mean, it's once again, come Saturday, once we come off the field, we'll set that.
You talk a lot about unscouted looks this time of year. How do you handle those once the game starts? Let me back up. Do you project what they might do, or is this totally reactionary based on, okay, they did this, this is how we're going to adjust? How do you handle all that?
You serious?
Yeah, I mean, can you project what they might do and practice that?
I mean, it's football, okay? It's all football. Let's not forget that. Did you watch the game last night?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of different plays going on in the game. So that's what happens. Teams come out of the offseason. There's different ways of doing concepts, whether it's deceptives, whether it's action passing game, whether it's drop back passing game, different routes, different things. But at the end of the day, we're going to rely on our training. We're going to rely on our instincts and awareness that we've been building, you know, since we got together in April. So you don't sit there and wait for the other team to do something different and go, okay, now we're going to fix that. That's not the way the game of football works. So it's an ongoing process. And at the end of the day, a team may have a better scheme than you have on that particular play, but there's the thing called fundamentals. You know, when a guy has leverage on you, you can still beat the guy, you know, without the proper leverage at the start of the snap. So way too much is made of that stuff in the analysis of the game of football. It's still football. We're going to rely on our instincts and our awareness when we get out there. We understand that they're going to have some plays that they haven't shown. We may have a few plays that we haven't shown. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to the fundamentals. We need to tackle well. We need to break tackles. We need to take care of the football. We need to take the football away. We got to block in better than they block us. We got to get off blocks better than they get off. We need to pursue the football. We need to cover the football. And we need to play at a higher intensity than they do. And that's how you win football games.